Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to establish the correct stirrup length for dressage. Now, in order to use your legs correctly, they must be in the correct position, and it therefore follows that your stirrups must be the correct length. Now, if you have a balanced seat with your legs in the correct alignment, then you will be able to give your horse more effective and more refined aids. And this will enable your horse to stay in front of your leg, as well as improve his responsiveness to both your leg aids and your seat aids. So in this podcast episode, we're going to cover what is a correct dressage leg, what happens when your stirrups are too long or too short, how to go about establishing the correct stirrup length, and how to lengthen your leg. So to kickstart us off, let's first discuss what is a correct dressage leg. Well, if you have your body in the correct position and alignment, then from the side you should be able to draw a straight line through your ear, shoulder, hip and heel. Now this is your vertical line, and you should have each body part stacked on top of the other, running perpendicular to the ground. Now I like to think of this as stacking your skeleton. Now if you have your legs too far forward or too far back, which can happen if your stirrups are too long or too short, then your body is no longer in alignment. Now importantly, even if you do ride with shorter stirrups, this ear, shoulder, hip, heel line must always be maintained. A shorter stirrup length just results in your knee coming further forward, but your heel should always be underneath your hip. Now, you should have a bend in the knee to allow your legs to absorb some of the horse's movement, and the knee joint should be relaxed and supple, allowing your inner thighs to rest lightly on the saddle without gripping. Your feet need to be below your centre of gravity to support your seat and your upper body, and your stirrup irons should be on the balls of your feet. Now, your heels should be lower than your toes, but don't put the weight in the back of your heels because that can cause the heels to be forced too far down. And if the heels are forced down, then this results in the ankle joint becoming rigid and becoming unable to absorb movement. Instead, just think of contracting your shin muscles to slightly lift your toes. And lastly, for the correct dressage leg, your knees and your toes should point forwards. Now, to help you with this correct leg position, let's talk about sitting and standing. Because we often say that we are sitting on a horse or that we are sitting in the saddle. But should we actually be sitting? Because although this may sound strange, you want to be sitting as though you were standing. A famous classic horseman, Xenophon, once said that the man should sit astride the horse as though he is standing on the ground. Now, many riders sit on a horse as though they were sitting in a chair, so that is with their bums back and their legs forwards. But the idea of standing in the saddle, as opposed to sitting, is due to the fact that we want our legs to be below us. So now let's talk about why is it important that we do have our legs below us. So when each part of your skeleton is stacked on top of the other to create that ear, shoulder, hip, heel alignment, and your legs are below you, then gravity works to help stabilize you in the saddle. So if you stand on the ground as though you were on a horse, so you have your feet apart, your knees slightly bent, and your hands out in front of you as though you were holding the reins, if you maintain the ear, shoulder, hip, heel alignment, you will feel much more secure. then say, for example, if you broke that alignment by leaning forwards or leaning backwards or pushing your bum back into that chair position. You are definitely more secure when you are in that alignment. Now also, whilst you are standing on the horse on the floor, if you grow a bit taller in your spine, then you will feel more weight drop down through your body. Now importantly, this weight isn't forced down. It simply happens naturally due to the gravitational pull of the earth because we have our legs below us. And this is how we go about establishing a deeper seat and also using seat and weight aids. Now overall, when we have the correct stirrup length and our legs are in the correct position, then we can make gravity our friend and it helps to make us more secure in the saddle. Now in contrast to that, if our stirrup length is not correct and our legs swing forward or back or we have to grip with our knees, then we lose the ability to work with gravity and instead it works against us. Okay, so now let's move on to talk about some of the factors that can influence the length of your stirrups. Because there is no one size fits all when it comes to stirrup length, mainly because there are a lot of factors that can influence the length of them. And here's a few. So the first one is your horse's shape and conformation. The second one is your horse's current level of training. The third one is the shape and the fit of your saddle. The fourth one is your body shape and anatomy. And the fifth one is your balance and your seat when in the saddle. So let's take a very quick look at each one of those factors individually. So the first factor was your horse's shape and conformation. Now, in order for your leg aids to be effective, your horse needs to be able to feel them. Therefore, your stirrup should be long enough so that your legs hang below the saddle flap, but not so long that they hang below the horse's belly and you have to draw your knee up to give an aid. Your stirrup length may also differ depending on the width of the horse. Wider horses can sometimes make you feel as though you want to ride a hole shorter, and narrower horses can make you feel as though you want to ride a hole longer. So it really all depends on how you feel comfortable in the saddle and how effective you can give your aids. The second factor is your horse's current level of training. Now, if you're riding a youngster or a horse that's recently being restarted, then you may want to ride with a slightly shorter stirrup length. This is because a shorter stirrup length can help you to lighten your seat, which can enable the horse to use his back more easily. Now, for this reason, horses that have a tendency to be tight over the back often benefit from being ridden in a lighter seat. So you may want to consider keeping your stirrups a little bit shorter if your horse fits this description. Now, the third factor for stirrup length is your body shape and anatomy. Because obviously, people with shorter legs will require shorter stirrups, and people with longer legs will require longer stirrups. Now, moving on to the fourth factor is the shape and the fit of your saddle. Now, your saddle should not only fit your horse correctly, but it should fit you too. So you need to make sure that the seat is the correct size for your bottom, and the saddle should allow you to form the correct three-point seat with an upright pelvis, which we're going to talk about in a minute. And lastly, the saddle should allow your legs to drop into the correct alignment without any knee blocks getting in the way or encouraging your leg out of the correct position. Now, often, riders have an incorrect or an unstable leg position because the saddle is not a good fit for them, and it's preventing them from sitting in the correct alignment and balance. So make sure you check your saddle. And finally, the last factor when it comes to the length of your stirrups, factor number 5, is your balance and your seat when in the saddle. Now, the ability to sit in a good balance with a deep and an independent seat is not a skill that can be developed overnight. Yet it is this balance and this seat which allows your legs to hang down naturally without gripping. Therefore, newbie riders will often find that they need to ride with shorter stirrups than more experienced riders who have already developed a deeper and more balanced seat. Now, in the beginning, shorter stirrups will help the new rider to keep their balance and to help them keep their body in alignment. And then as the new rider improves, they will naturally start to adopt a deeper seat and a longer leg and a longer stirrup length. Okay, so now that we know about some of the factors that can influence the length of your stirrups, let's now take a look at some of the indicators that will help you to identify if your stirrups are too long, too short, or just right. So first up, what happens when your stirrups are too long? Well, if your leathers are too long, then your feet will rattle around in your stirrup irons. The irons may also slide off the balls of your feet, either towards your heel, or you may lose your stirrups altogether. Now, as you try to reach for your irons in order to keep them on the balls of your feet, your legs may straighten. And if this happens, you won't have the appropriate bend in your knees. And this means that your legs cannot be flexible and you will find it more difficult to absorb your horse's movement. You may also develop a tendency to point your toes down, again in an effort to prevent losing your stirrups, and this can cause you to lean forwards. Your legs may also swing back and forth, and this constant movement creates a lot of background noise for your horse, making it difficult for him to decipher your leg aids. Now, in essence, all of this will result in an unbalanced position and an unstable seat, and it will make it very difficult for you to influence and to balance your horse. Now, in extreme cases, you may also find yourself using the reins to help balance yourself, which is not good. So that's what can happen if your stirrups are too long. Let's now take a look at what happens when your stirrups are too short. So riding with stirrup leathers that are too short can cause you to force too much weight into your ankle. This means that you push them too far down to the point where they can no longer be as supple and as flexible. Now, short stirrups will also make you feel as though you are perched on top of the horse as opposed to being able to sit deep in the saddle, making it difficult, if not impossible, for you to give clear seat aids. Now, in rising trot, the angle of your hips should open at the top of the rise. But if your stirrups are too short, then you may feel as though you don't have enough time in the rise to get to this point. Now, during the sitting trot and the canter, short stirrups can make it difficult for you to swing your hips and follow the horse's movement, again making you feel the need to lean forwards out of alignment. So that covers short stirrups. Now let's look at what happens when your stirrups are the correct length. So when your stirrups are the correct length, your legs will hang vertically and naturally due to their own weight, and this will create a passive and a breathable contact with your horse's sides. Now, you will be able to maintain the perfect position with a balanced upright seat, and you will not feel as though you need to grip with your legs in order to keep yourself in the saddle. Nor will you feel as though you need to lean forwards or backwards or rely on the reins for balance. Now, ultimately, this results in you being able to give clearer, more effective and lighter aids. Your horse is also more likely to be responsive to your leg, and you will have a greater influence over your horse to help balance and improve his overall way of going. So that covers some of the indicators that you can use to help you decide if your stirrups are too long, too short, or just right. But now let's move on to talk about how we go about establishing the correct stirrup length. So we're going to give you four simple steps. So the first step, step number one, is all about first getting the correct seat. Because in order for your legs to hang down correctly, you must first be sitting in the center of the saddle with a three-point seat and upright hips. Now, a three-point seat is created by both of your seat bones and your pubic bone, hence the 3 points. Now, you should have most of your weight distributed evenly over your two seat bones, whilst at the same time maintaining a light contact with your pubic bone and the saddle. Now, the underside of your seat should be in contact with the horse and your pelvis should be upright. Think of your pelvis like a bucket of water. You want to keep the water in the bucket. If your pelvis tips forwards or backwards, then you will lose that water. Now, this is the ideal position of the seat because it puts you over the horse's centre of gravity in the most balanced and the most secure position possible. And once you've got this correct seat, you can then move on to step two. So ensure that you are sitting centrally in the deepest part of the saddle, and then take your feet out of your stirrups and let your legs hang down naturally long and relaxed. Now, do not try to hold your legs purposely on the horse or off the horse. Instead, just allow them to drop straight down whilst maintaining that ear, shoulder, hip, heel alignment. And then we move on to step three. So whilst your feet are out of the stirrups, you're going to adjust the length of your stirrup leathers so that your stirrup irons are in line with your ankles. Now, this should give you the correct length of stirrup in theory. So let's now talk about step four. So you're going to put your feet back into the stirrup irons and see how they feel. Now, as we've just mentioned, this technique is theoretical because it may not work for everyone and it certainly shouldn't be used as a one-size-fits-all approach, but it is a good place to start. Now, from this point, you don't want to be making your stirrups any longer because you still need to have a slight bend in your knee so that you can absorb your horse's movement. So if you can comfortably reach your stirrups at this point and you feel secure and you feel balanced in the saddle and you are able to maintain a good leg position, then this is probably the correct stirrup length for you. However, if you feel that your legs are not secure and that your feet are rattling around in your stirrup irons and you have any of those indicators that we've just talked about earlier, then start to make your leathers shorter, a few holes at a time, and keep going until you feel secure and stable in the saddle while still being able to maintain a good position, balance, and alignment. Now, whilst you are doing this, there are a couple of things to bear in mind. The first one is your actual stirrup leathers. Because when you are establishing the correct stirrup length, you obviously want to have the same length of stirrup on both sides. So your left stirrup and your right stirrup need to be the same. And this is so you are able to sit centrally. Now, a mistake that many riders make is that they assume that the holes in each of their stirrup leathers are in the exact same place and that both pieces of leather are indeed the exact same length. Now, unless you have just purchased your stirrup leathers, then this may not be the case, because it's very common for one leather to have stretched further than the other. Now, this can be caused by a rider putting more weight into one stirrup iron than the other, or more commonly, it's caused by frequently getting on the horse from the ground, causing the left stirrup leather to stretch over time. So for this reason, it's very good practice to frequently switch your leathers over when you are cleaning your saddle. So don't take it for granted that both your levers are the same length and that the holes are in the exact same place. Always check them. Now, another consideration when it comes to equal stirrup length is the flocking and the fit of your saddle. So it's important that your saddle is level, not only for your horse's comfort, but also to help you sit centrally and to drop equal weight into both stirrups. Now, over time, the flocking on one side of your saddle may compress more than the other. Now, again, this could be due to a crooked rider or constantly mounting the horse from the ground on the left side. So if your saddle hasn't been checked in a while, then we recommend hiring the services of a professional and experienced saddle fitter to ensure that your saddle is evenly balanced. Right, so now we know how to go about finding the correct stirrup length. But what if you feel you want to have a longer leg? How do you go about correctly lengthening your stirrups and your leg? Because at the start of their dressage career, many riders immediately drop their stirrups by a couple of holes, thinking that they need to do so in order to look the part and in order to get that long dressage leg. However, as we've seen, dropping your stirrups too soon can cause a lot of problems. So in order to lengthen your leg comfortably and effectively, you'll need to work on developing your own core strength, your own suppleness, your own balance, and a truly independent seat. Now, a good way to do this is to do some riding without stirrups, preferably on the lunge. Now, when you are riding on the lunge without stirrups, this means that you are free to focus only on your own position and balance, and this will allow your legs to drop naturally in a relaxed manner without having to worry about where the horse is going. Now, work on the lunge also allows you to let go of the reins, and this can prevent you from using the reins to help balance yourself. If you need to, you can grab hold of the pommel of the saddle instead. Now, on top of working on the lunge, you can also do some normal ridden work without stirrups. But this is only an effective option once you can comfortably follow the horse's movement. If you're going to take your stirrups away and then just uncontrollably bounce around in the saddle for 20 minutes, that isn't going to be good for you or your horse. Now, if you don't have lunging as an option, and the only option you do have is to ride without stirrups, then just stay in walk and take your stirrups back for the trot and the canter work if you think you'll bounce around. And then as you start to improve and get a deeper seat, and as you start to get more comfortable in following the horse's movement, you can then start to do short bursts of work without stirrups in the trot and the canter. Now, before we wrap this episode up, let's just quickly talk about stirrup length in dressage tests. Because entering a dressage test doesn't automatically mean that you have to ride with long stirrups. The judge is not going to be measuring the length of your leg, and no dressage judge will mark you down just because you ride a little shorter than the perfect dressage leg stereotype. Now, the reason why dressage riders usually have longer stirrups is to allow them to sit deeper in the saddle, to be able to use their seat more effectively and to give clearer aids. Whereas when you look at show jumpers and eventers during the cross country and the jumping phases, they ride with shorter stirrups to allow them to get up and out of the saddle in order to allow their horses to jump freely without them sitting heavily on their backs. Now, that being said, to some extent, the length of your stirrups will affect your dressage scores. Because if you look in the test collectives, you will notice marks for rider's position and rider's results. Now, the rider's position refers to that correct alignment, so that ear, shoulder, hip, and heel. It also refers to balance, which, as we've seen, both of those factors will only be possible if you have the correct length of stirrup. Now, when we look at rider's results, This refers to the correct and effective use of your aids. Again, as we've seen, your aids can only be effective and clear if your stirrups are the correct length for you. So, although you will not lose marks directly for your stirrup length, you can lose marks indirectly if your stirrup length prevents you from A, sitting in the correct balance and alignment, and B, inhibits the effective use of your aids. So, to wrap this episode up, when deciding if your stirrups are the right length, the most important considerations are your horse's comfort and your own balance and effectiveness as a rider. The correct length of stirrup allows you to remain vertically aligned, with your legs hanging quietly and naturally of their own weight, helping you to keep a consistent position and remain in balance with your horse. Now, an incorrect stirrup length can cause your legs to constantly move around and or grip. This can create a lot of background noise and inhibit and unbalance both you and your horse. Now finally, never be tempted to ride with longer stirrups just so that you look more like a dressage rider. As we've seen, it is possible to gradually lengthen your leg, but this takes a lot of time and practice. So just make sure that your stirrups allow you to sit in the correct balance and alignment and allow you to give clear and effective aids. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please feel free to leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. But in the meantime, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.